we talk about Madonna for a second?
Okay.
So I have no problem whatsoever with somebody who's much older dating somebody much younger. It happens all the time. Chris Martin is dating Dakota Johnson. And, you know, we see all the time, like, people that have, like, huge age differences together. And I never have a problem with it. For some reason, it bothers me that Madonna's boyfriend is 27 years old. She's 62. He's 27. Now, she's Madonna. I get it. So she's an icon. She's dated 27-year-olds since she's 27. So that's just who she liked. She had a certain thing that she liked, and she always liked it her entire life. I get it. It's more like I'd feel creepy at this point. I mean, her boyfriend's 27. Her daughter's 24. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. To me, I would feel like there's something kind of creepy being with somebody so much. Like, okay, to put it in perspective. So he was born in 1994. Here's what happened in 1994. Okay. Her sixth album, Bedtime Stories, came out. Her sixth album came out, and he was an infant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kurt Cobain died. Doesn't that feel like forever ago? It was 27 years ago, the year Madonna's boyfriend was born.
Mm-hmm.
Tupac was shot dead.
Who she dated.
That's right. Somebody she dated was shot dead the year her current boyfriend was born.
Mm-hmm.
Friends aired on NBC for the first time. The pilot episode aired. Think about that.
Wow.
Yeah. The Mask, Pulp Fiction, and Shawshank Redemption were new in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies were new the year that her boyfriend was born, and that famous O.J. Simpson white Bronco chase happened because he had just, I'm not going to say allegedly, he shot his wife and Ron Goldman.
No, he cut their head off.
Right. Cut their head off. That was 1994. That was all the year that her boyfriend. I feel like when I look at 27-year-olds, I'm not even close to Madonna's age. I feel like I got nothing to say to them.
And she was older when she had her daughter. So she could have easily a 27-year-old grandchild.
Right.
So I've always said, if it could be your daughter or son, I kind of think it's kind of wrong. If it could be your grandchild or grandson, that's an issue.
She can have a 40-year-old. If Madonna had a 40-year-old daughter, it wouldn't be weird. She is at an age that means she gave birth at 22. It's mm-hmm. not like she gave birth at 15. She gave birth at 22, and she'd have a 40-year-old child right now. She didn't, but she could. She could have.
And that 40-year-old child could have a 20-year-old kid.
Exactly. So they were seen biking around New York. And I guess my other issue with it is she has had so much plastic surgery. I mean, as Joan Rivers would say, her face is lifted so high, she now has a mustache.
Mm-hmm. That's high.
But I'm just saying, and she looks like, I don't know if you know Jocelyn Wildenstein, that she's a famous plastic surgery, do not do cautionary tale here in New York. And they call her like the dragon lady, the lion lady, or cat lady, or something like that.
Yeah, that one is always in the Daily Mail.
Right. So Madonna is starting to look like that. She's got the big giant cheeks. Her eyes are like, she's had so much work done. You can barely see her eyes anymore. You should look at her latest Instagram post. I mean, I don't know. I know she's always trying to reinvent herself. How about trying aging gracefully? How about making 62 look awesome, what you actually look like, rather than trying to look like one of the Real Housewives?
No, nobody can do that. Not even guys. I was watching the new Dating Game with Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, I told you about that a couple of weeks ago.
She couldn't be the worst host I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
She makes it unwatchable. And Michael Bolton is on there for some strange reason. And when they show him for the first time, you go, whoa,
right.
Oh, dude, stop it. Stop it.
Stop with the plastic surgery.
Stop
exactly.
It.
Look like what you're supposed to look like. It's okay. It's okay to age. it's okay to look good as you get older just by being older. You know, I think it looks weirder when you're somebody in your 40s, 50s and older trying to look like somebody in your 20s. That looks weirder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you look at the Friends reunion itself. Look at Courtney Cox and look at Lisa Kudrow. Lisa right. hasn't had a ton of surgery, but Courtney has. Who was everybody talking about?
Right. Lisa Kudrow's had no surgery.
Yeah, and she looks fantastic.
Maybe like some Botox here and there, like a minor thing. Maybe nothing. And she looks amazing. She looks great.
Yeah, so when people do stuff like that, I haven't seen Madonna lately. But she keeps herself in shape and all that, but...
Oh, no, the body is out of control. I mean, the body is ridiculous. But go take a look at Madonna's Instagram right now. She posted a photo, I think, like today or yesterday, just today, where she's in like a bunch of gold necklaces and she's wearing like a black bra. The body is ridiculous. The arms are incredible. But her face...
She's got man arms.
Well, she always did. She's got the yoga arms. Yeah, no, but go take... Oh, you can't look at Instagram.
I don't have Instagram, so...
Well, how about just Google Madonna?
Well, I know what Madonna looks like. I just don't know what she looks like today.
That's what I'm saying. Google Madonna 2021. If you Google Madonna 2021. Yeah, Google Madonna 2021.
She still looks amazing. I think she looks great.
Look at the face. Look at how much plastic surgery she's had. I mean, she looks like a cartoon character. It's not good.
Yeah, on this one, because she has a grill. She looks really strange.
Yeah.
A 60-year-old woman does not need to be wearing a grill.
Well, again, it's Madonna, so she can get away with it. That's not the problem. The problem is the fact that she still swims in the 27-year-old waters and feels like she has to look like that.
Has she ever dated anybody her age?
Never.
Even close?
Well, I guess...
Guy Ritchie was
closer to her age at the time. But
Sean Penn.
Yeah, I think he was kind of closer her age at the time.
But she went right from Sean Penn to people like Tupac.
No, but remember, but Sean Penn, when they were together, they were both like 27. She's always like 27-year-olds. When she was 27, when she was 37. I mean, I think she's always like, how old is... I don't think Guy Ritchie is her age. I think he's younger.
She gets older, they stay the same age.
That's right.
That's how she looks at it.
Yeah. I mean, Guy Ritchie, let's see how old he is. 52.
David.
So he's 10 years younger.
David said Madonna's face is distorted. It's a way to say it.
Yeah, it looks distorted. Yeah, but it's like, I know you have one gay friend. I know you have lots of gay friends. Like, one of your gay friends should step up and have the cojones to say to you, girl, enough with the plastic surgery. You look like Joan Rivers on her worst day.
Nobody did that for Michael. Nobody stepped up and said, Michael Jackson, stop it. Dude, you don't have a nose. Stop it. Nobody said that.
That was different because that was kind of part of his image. It didn't look like he was trying to look younger. It looked like he was just changing his look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Madonna looks like she's trying really hard to hold on to 30.
All right. So Madonna, stop it. Michael Bolton, stop it. Get off my TV and stop it.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't need to be on my TV. And another thing about that stupid dating show, stop calling things celebrity. Celebrity Family Feud, celebrity dating game. The girl that was on, the first person they had on Celebrity Dating Game was a girl from The Bachelorette.
Which is not a celebrity.
No, in the guys that, because they always bring the top two guys out first to meet them. You know, boy, I didn't win. I'll shake your hand. They didn't even know who she was.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, that's great.
Stop. Just call it Dating Game. Don't call it Celebrity Dating Game. Stop it.
Right, like Dancing with the Stars. Just say Dancing with People.
Dancing.
Just dancing.
Just call it dancing.
Yeah.
If you call it dancing, then we're fine with that. Then I don't have an issue with this stupid show. But now
Dancing for the Mirror Ball. There you go.
Yeah, well, they had Celebrity Dating Game. Following that was Celebrity Family Feud. If you're not going to get a celebrity, and don't call a YouTube person a celebrity, because I'm never going to watch your show again.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a very loose definition of celebrity these days. And people that are working really hard that like are actual celebrities that have a career and have are actual artists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like, that's it. I'm jumping out a window. You're sitting there calling some reality show star who did one season on The Bachelor a celebrity. Meryl Streep is like, me and my Oscars, we're going out this window.
Yeah. I mean, you have actual people who've been in movies that say, I can date somebody.
Right.
Call me, Sandra Bullock. Call her.
Right. Set up Rebel Wilson. She's single.
Celebrity.
Yeah. Chelsea Sandra Handler. Bullock,
celebrity.
Yeah.
Even Nikki Glaser. Set her up. She's single. She's always looking for a guy.
Right.
There's people you can call.